Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, everybody, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I entitled today's podcast, Are You a Donkey? Now, that's a tough question to start your day with if you're listening this morning, but I guess it might could have been entitled, as Tim Keller once wrote, Don't Be a Mule. You know, animals, farm animals, are tamed through things like carrots and sticks because we can't sit down and have a conversation with them. We can't just sit down and say, this is why they should behave a certain way. You know, a fool is someone who can be dealt with only in the same way as a farm animal. Listen to what Proverbs chapter 26, verse 3 says, a whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the backs of fools. Well, Psalm 32, 9 puts it this way, do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Instead, the Lord says in Psalm 32, 8, I will counsel you with my loving eye upon you. Now, the difference in looking at this is between obeying God only because we have to and knowing God personally out of a desire for his loving view and glance and glory that he shares with us. In Psalm 32, 8 and 9, I think you can see that those who invite the rod are those who contrive to ignore the glance. Sometimes we all need God to bring us up short, to use some hard circumstance to show us we have been complacent or foolish. You know, I've had times in my life where literally it's like, I don't know why God didn't give up on me, but he has allowed me to have an experience that had a course correction. My dad used to like to say, son, we're going to have one of those talks. Now, that was one of those come to Jesus meetings. I think sometimes God literally is the creator of the come to Jesus meeting. As soon as possible, we should return back into obedience and also back into fellowship with God through prayer and time alone with him. That is why this podcast and having a time of weekday meditation is so important. Let God guide you rather than allowing the hard knocks in life to kick you off your game. Always think of something you had to learn from the hard knocks of life and remember that as an opportunity to know I should always return to God's Word. Thanks for joining me today, friend. I'm so glad you were here with me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.